Let's say hello to John McClain of the Houston Chronicle, who joins us on Fridays as we preview the upcoming NFL week. John, hope you're doing well.
I am doing very well. I hope you guys are too.
Are you ready for the showdown in Baltimore, the rematch? We were previewing that right before you joined us. Ravens and Titans this Sunday.
Well, you know the Ravens want to get revenge for that embarrassing playoff loss. The Ravens want to bounce back from that 23-17 loss at New England in terrible weather. They were favored in that game. We all thought they were going to win because the Patriots had barely beaten the Jets after losing four in a row. So Baltimore didn't look good. Lamar Jackson's not playing nearly as well as he did last year. And a lot of people try to take up for him, but that's a fact. You go back to that game, you know, they don't lose, as you guys know, the game because of Jackson. He piled up a lot of yards. But the Ravens, you know, they're tied with the Browns for second place, three games behind the Steelers. So they're struggling to try to win a wild card game. And, of course, the Titans are trying to stay even with the Colts before that big game next week in Indianapolis. So I think this is going to be a tremendous game, kind of old-fashioned football. Maybe Lamar Jackson will I just can't see him piling up the yards like he did in the playoffs, but I think it's going to be two big-time running games and kind of old-fashioned football.
John, NFC South, the Saints hosting the Falcons, and the reports this morning are that Taysom Hill's getting all the first-team reps in practice. Do you think we'll see both quarterbacks, though, both Hill and Winston?
I don't know. The way they like to use Hill as a Swiss Army knife, I'm guessing yes, because he plays other positions in different situations, and so I expect they will play Jameis Winston, and it won't surprise me. And Sean Payton knows what he's doing, but Taysom Hill has never been a regular quarterback in the NFL, and Winston has. And I think when Jameis Winston plays, he's got a lot to play for, just like Teddy Bridgewater did last season when he went 5-0 in place of Drew Brees. He's got a lot to play for as a new contract. So I think we'll see both of those quarterbacks, and I'll be very surprised if we see Taysom Hill going the distance and playing really well from start to finish. Maybe he's kind of been their secret weapon, but I'm kind of surprised. I thought Winston would start and play.
What do you think about their ability to survive for, I guess, the best case scenario is 2 weeks, it would seem like. Excuse me, it would take Breeze a little bit longer than that to recover from the serious injuries he's dealing with.
I thought it was interesting. Deshaun Watson had two broken ribs and a collapsed lung 2 years ago and didn't miss a play. Now, they had to temper the way that he played because he couldn't run. He didn't run nearly as much for about a month. And one of the things that I saw him do, and this just is still making, you know, if you've ever had even a bruised rib, and I've had a fractured rib, and I was just miserable all the time. You don't even want to breathe. And they taped him up. I remember they had some kind of black tape on it. It looked like something you put, like duct tape. And he played, and he taught his advice to Breeze was get a lot of rest, and when you play, don't take chances, and get rid of the ball, that it hurts to do everything. You know, they play Atlanta, then they got Denver, then they got Atlanta, so they play three losing teams. Then they play Philadelphia, and it gets tougher then, Kansas City, Minnesota back-to-back, and the Vikings have won three in a row. But it's not like they're playing the Bucks and Minnesota and Kansas City right now. So I look for them to continue to win as they did last season when Breeze was out, Bridgewater played.
John, the Patriots don't have a ton of firepower, but I know this year at times that hasn't mattered against the Houston defense. What do you expect on Sunday at noon?
The Patriots are third in the league in rushing, averaging 161 yards. The Texans are 32nd in run defense, where they all are every week, giving up 167. I said last week before the Browns game, I told the media, and I had written it here, I'd be stunned if the Browns didn't have 200 yards. Now, they needed a 59-yard run by Nick Chubb at the end to get over 200. But still, their run defense has just been terrible, and they can't run the ball. They're 31st in running. So when you can't run and you can't stop the run, that puts so much pressure on Deshaun Watson all the time. So I picked the Patriots to win this game by 7.
The Colts can take full control of the division with a win and a Titans loss. What do you anticipate happening as the Colts host the Green Bay Packers?
After watching the Colts play the Titans and how well they play defense, you know, I believe this is Matt Eberflus's last season with the Colts. He's going to get the head coaching job, and I keep advocating that the Texans interview him here, and I believe they will. But he's done an outstanding job with that defense. You know, the Packers, really, it's Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams. And you've got, if you can, and I don't know why more teams don't take Adams out and make somebody else beat him. Rodgers is great. Of course, he could do that. I picked the Colts because of the defense. It wouldn't surprise me if Rodgers doesn't pull it out for the Packers.
John McClain with us. You can join us, 615-737-1045, our number, 737-1045. What did you make last night of the Seahawks win at home over Arizona? 2 minutes left, and Kyler Murray with the football. I was thinking that could be a signature moment for their season. Turns out it's a signature moment for Carlos Dunlap, who they acquire, the Seahawks acquire via trade at the deadline. And look at that, a pass rusher making a play on fourth down with the game on the line.
He had 2 sacks. He made that big sack. He wasn't playing in Cincinnati for some reason. I guess they've gone with young players. And, you know, it's like going from hell to heaven to go from Bengals to the Seahawks. So that was a big win for them because the Seahawks have been struggling. Their defense, 32nd going into that game, couldn't stop a nosebleed. Russell Wilson, the dead backs out the week before. They couldn't run. They got Carlos Hyde back. There's another example of another mistake Bill O'Brien made. They didn't re-sign Carlos Hyde. They talked to him in March, and when his agent said what he wanted, they just moved on instead of negotiating. And it was a fair offer. There's a lot more than he's getting. They offered him 2 years, $10 million, 5 years. He's getting 2.5 because he didn't sign until late. But their running game was really effective again, and that took pressure off of Russell Wilson. I thought on that last series we would see Kyler Murray take off on some of those plays, and the Seahawks did a great job of shutting him down as a runner.
John, in the weekly installment of who will back their way into the NFC East Championship, it's Philadelphia in Cleveland this week. What do you think about this Eagles team as they look to now, it's looking like Eagles-Giants for that terrible division?
And Myles Garrett out of this game as of this morning.
I was stunned that the Giants beat the Eagles. I thought the Eagles were going to take control of the division. You know, Carson Wentz, for playing in a bad division, he's not playing very well. He's not doing anywhere near what they thought he would do. There's so many other quarterbacks playing better. I still think they're going to win the division, but, man, the Giants have been playing better. What a story that would be if the Giants won it, just because I thought they'd finish next to last ahead of Washington, and it would be Philadelphia and Dallas. Cleveland, in the last 2 games, has had terrible weather. Now, the weather I saw there Sunday that delayed the start of the game for 37 minutes was as bad as I've seen. It didn't involve a whiteout in Cleveland and snowstorm, and the wind was just horrendous. So the week before, they lost, 2 weeks before, they lost 16-6 to the Raiders. They won this 10-7. They've scored one touchdown on offense in the last 2 games. So I'm even with Myles Garrett out, if they get bad weather again, they're built. Their running game is great. They're built for playing in bad weather. So I'm sticking with the Browns because I hope the Browns make the playoffs.
The Raiders needed 40 points to hand Kansas City their only loss on the season. They'll host KC on Sunday Night Football. Can the Raiders do it again?
I think Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, that entire offense, are going to get revenge. You know, they're trying to work up and get a mat on because the Raiders buses took a victory lap around the stadium. And maybe if they win, they'll take a victory lap, but go up and down Las Vegas Boulevard. But I think the Chiefs will win. If the Raiders, can you imagine if the Raiders sweep the Chiefs, they'll still be behind them. But I don't see Kansas City losing this game.
You imagine the victory lap down the Vegas Strip?
Well, most of the people that be on that strip would be from out of town, so they wouldn't care.
A lot of KC fans, I'm sure. If they
They've really puffed that up to make it something to be bulletin board material.
They sure did. They worked real hard on that one.
That is a Raiders move, though, is it not?
Yes, it is a Raiders move. And it's, you know, you don't think about it at the time how the thing can come back and bite you in the butt. But if the Chiefs win the game, you know somebody's going to bring it up and say it was motivation.
Yeah. Rams get a win last week against Seattle, but now they'll host, or excuse me, they'll be on the road against Tampa Bay for Monday Night Football. 7-3 Bucks against the 6-3 Rams.
Great race in the NFC West. It's been tremendous. The Buccaneers have played better. I think Tampa Bay is going to win this game. It's tough when those West Coast teams go across the country and play good teams. And the Bucs have a great defense. I think they'll do a good job against Jared Goff. But, man, we've got some bad divisions, and then we've got some really competitive divisions. That last weekend is going to be outstanding because so many teams are going to be in the running for the playoffs.
John McClain has been our guest previewing the upcoming NFL week. John, stay safe. Enjoy your football weekend, and let's catch up on Tuesday.
I look forward to it, guys. Good luck to the Titans, and you guys have a great week.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
John
I'm betting everything
McClain.
You said.
Yeah. All the picks. You can follow John on Twitter at McClain_on_NFL.
Paul busy on his app right now, making sure he clicks bet on all
bet,
those
bet,
picks.
Bet.
Now that it's legal, I mean, why wouldn't you? Remember the guy that called in and said he won a couple thousand dollars betting everything that John said? Oh, wait. He said he lost the house.